This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 20th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Aero News has confirmed that the storied German plane maker Grob Aerospace filed for insolvency Tuesday, citing delays in the development of its all-composite Grob SPN very light jet. CEO Niall Ulver explained, quote, "This unfortunate situation has arisen as a consequence of recent delays in the SPN program, resulting in the increased requirement for cash to see the program through to certification. Under the circumstances, our current loan provider has elected to discontinue their support," unquote. Niall said on Tuesday the company will continue its contract work through the insolvency and predicted Grob will survive. Quote, "Given the significant support we have enjoyed to date, I remain confident that this disruption can be overcome," unquote. Eclipse Aviation recently told the press it would have nothing more to say about its plans for the future until it finished evaluating all aspects of its business, but parts of its plan are obviously being communicated to its suppliers. On Tuesday, Reuters reports composites supplier Albany International Corp. said its sales for the remainder of this year will take a significant hit due to cutbacks in production at Eclipse. Albany told its own investors Eclipse plans to cut production through the first half of 2009, but also told AEC to expect orders to sharply rebound after that. When Vern Rayburn founded the company back in 1998, a key part of Eclipse's strategy for profitability was volume production of as many as 4 planes per day. The company so far has done no better than about a quarter of that goal. So what will change to allow a sharp rebound in orders for composite supplies? We'll let you know as soon as there's word. Southwest Airlines was hit with a $10 million fine by the FAA earlier this year for missing fuselage fatigue inspections on its 737s. So far, that bill has not been paid. Now, the Associated Press reports the FAA is giving the airline till August 29th to write the check or face referral of the case to the U.S. Justice Department. Southwest has disputed the fine, but FAA Regional Counsel Lynette Word determined the fine is appropriate and said so in a letter sent August 12th to Southwest lawyer Dane Jacques. The airline tells Reuters it's reviewing its options. General Dynamics announced on Tuesday it has agreed to acquire Jet Aviation for about $2.25 billion in cash. The move is said to be aimed at strengthening the company's presence in the lucrative international business jet service market. Jet Aviation is based in Zurich, Switzerland, and is currently owned by Dreamliner Lux. Directors of both companies have already approved the deal, and regulatory approvals are expected by year's end. Jet Aviation was founded in 1967 and has become one of the world's leading business aviation services companies. Close to 5,600 employees serve clients at 25 airports throughout Europe, the Middle East, Asia, and North and South America. Services include maintenance, repair and overhaul, completions and refurbishments, engineering, fixed base operations, aircraft management, flight support, and global executive jet charter services, aircraft sales and acquisitions, and personnel services. Following the acquisition, Jet Aviation would become a new business unit within the General Dynamics Aerospace Group, operating under the names Jet Aviation and Midcoast Aviation. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Estimating air show crowds is an inexact science. Do we still want to depend on Russia for launch services? And a couple in Germany survives a scary encounter with power lines. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Meg Waterman of Aloft Technologies to get an exhibitor's perspective on life at EAA AirVenture. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.